This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The moves he's made already.
Mr. President, I want to start. We're 5 days in, and your campaign promises. I know today you plan on signing the order to build the wall.
Correct.
Are you going to direct U.S. funds to pay for this wall? Will American taxpayers pay for the wall?
Ultimately, it'll come out of what's happening with Mexico. We're going to be starting those negotiations relatively soon, and we will be in a form reimbursed by Mexico, which I've always said.
So they'll pay us back?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Yes.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first?
All it is we'll be reimbursed at a later date from whatever transaction we make from Mexico. Now, I could wait a year, and I could hold off the wall, but I want to build the wall. We have to build the wall. We have to stop drugs from pouring in. We have to stop people from just pouring into our country. We have no idea where they're from. And I campaigned on the wall, and it's very important. But that wall will cost us nothing.
But you talked often about Mexico paying for the wall, and you again say they'll pay us back. Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says,
well,
quite simply,
they're
not paying.
David, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form. And you have to understand, what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico.
What are you going to say to some of your supporters who might say, wait a minute, I thought Mexico was going to pay for this right at the start?
Well, I'd say very simply that they are going to pay for it. I never said they're going to pay from the start. I said Mexico will pay for the wall.
When does construction begin?
As soon as we can. As soon as we can physically do it.
Within months?
I would say in months, yeah. I would say in months. Certainly planning is starting immediately.
Well, there it is. And of course, the left, Scott's having a hard time with this. Mexico's just not writing a check. Well, then you had to know. Anybody understands business and how things work. And there's different ways to, construct and deconstruct the pie, so to speak. And, Trump's a business guy, and he's using every angle in order to make this work. But what is getting missed in translation here, and even from President Nieto of Mexico, is, they're so emotional about this deal that he is not quite understanding the benefit. But he will. He'll understand the benefit that it will be win-win, for both sides. It's not going to be at, all the expense of Mexico. Mexico needs to understand this is a shared responsibility.
That's provided that he's actually being legit, when he says that, we don't want illegals going into your country and we don't want the drugs going into your country. I mean, if he's tied in with that stuff and that's actually putting money in his pocket, it's really going to hurt him.
Well, there's no question. I mean, Mexico and corruption go hand in hand. We understand that. If America, rises the boats of law and order, it will naturally affect Mexico. And I think this is one of the things that Trump is inferring, referring to here. And inferring in this negotiating process is that after everything is said and done, this will benefit both sides. This is good for Mexico. But right now they're all focused and fixated on this is the deal. But that's what happens in negotiation. In negotiation, you got to make sure you get people's attention. And you come in with the big, the big headline and we're building the wall. Okay, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And they will pay for it. In one form or another, and as he suggested, this will be a bit complicated. And it could be a bit complicated. It'd be simple, but the deal will be worked out because that's what Donald Trump does. He does deals that are, win-win. They're going to benefit both sides. But I believe in time, President Nieto will understand and he will support this. But he's got to have a little bit of cover here. because it's going to be hard pressed. Because like he and Vicente Fox says, they ain't building a wall. They ain't paying for no wall. You know, plus the expletive, as they put it. We've got more. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Julie Kelly is with us right now. She's one of the leading voices in the increasingly contentious debate about America's food system. That's a major topic, but she also has chimed in on how the unhinged left has found a way to come together, united against one Donald Trump, yes, our 45th president of the United States. Julie Kelly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you? Julie, are you there? Did I lose you? We lost her. Okay, well, psych. Every once in a while, you know, after we do this big deal, you know, they just go off. But hey, it's such is the nature. So we'll get hold of Julie and get her in because she wants to talk. We want to hear her perspective on, here we are. Okay, Julie, you're back. We must have had a knot in the cord or something. We got disconnected here for just a moment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's all a mystery. Anything that's electronics is all a mystery. I mean, the fact that you can go to a wall and flip a switch and wham, there's a light. I mean, you know, go figure, right? It's
exactly.
A miracle.
Yes.
Well, Julie, you know, as you were writing about here in, you know, that, the unhinged left has found a way to kind of come together, and that is in their united anti-Trumpism philosophy and ideology.
Yes, well, I mean, I think it's more hysteria is what I see, and you know, that preceded really what we saw over the weekend and what we've seen even this week. You know, it's not really rooted in any policy or, you know, any path forward. It is just sheer anger and hatred and resentment. And they're acting out mostly like children. They're dressing like children. They're not being mature or rational about anything. And I think it's just bringing people together, even reluctant Trump voters, bringing them together to see what we're really dealing with in this country right now.
How many of those women, Julie, would you say are really, you know, as far left as the supporters and those the people that invested, that put the money together to, you know, bring these women together. For some reason, I just sense that they're bifurcated. I think they're looking for some way to express some dissatisfaction and concern about this new president. But I don't buy into the 100% faithfulness of these women, you know, towards this ideology.
I totally agree with you. Look, I know some of these women. I actually wrote another piece for the Federalist that posted yesterday about very affluent white mothers who in the commuter suburb outside of New York City in New Jersey, whose husbands were left behind, if anyone saw the New York Times article about it, and chronicled how their husbands had to deal with tasking the children that day while their very well-off wives went to protest inequality that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, I know these women, and I know that they were just devastated after Donald Trump was elected president. And, you know, it's not so much to your point that they line up with George Soros worldview or ideology. They're just looking to vent. You know, this is their way of acting out like a child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why they, you know, wore the hats that they did. And it was very silly. But look, these mm-hmm. women are not oppressed. You know, there's no
right.
inequality. There's
right.
no reason for it. They're just, like I said, they're just acting out like children.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, the 70s, let's burn our bras one more time again, you know, kind of thing, if I can, and not to be disrespectful.
Sure.
It's only just to saying, you know, this kind of sentiment, like you say, acting out. But, you know, and the thing that I find quite interesting when people act out, they find themselves associated with some very strange people. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, when you hear a nominee for the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, pretty much shutting down and invalidating white women of all types because they happen to be white, you know, what does that tell you? But you're in line. You're associating with them, saying, okay, I want to go along with this. These are my people. Really?
Well, I don't know that they're even aware that this is happening. You know, I don't even know that these white suburban women or white urban women or white educated women, I mean, Trump only won, white college graduate women by, I'm sorry, Hillary did by only 5 or 6 percentage points. So it was even tight there. I don't know where they think that they're gonna go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't really recognize any policies moving forward. They don't have a path forward. They're now joined together, as you said, with some really kind of shady characters and really people who are not just progressive, but are racist on their own. Mm-hmm. And when you have that woman talking about how she wants to go after white people,
yeah.
that's who they're aligned with. I don't know that they're aware of it. But, you know, they're so blinded by their anger and rage right now that they're not seeing anything clearly.
Well, Ashley Judd went on a rant. I still don't understand. Mm-hmm. I think we need a therapist to decipher what in the heck she was trying to communicate. And, of course, Madonna insists she was taken out of context when she said that she's been giving a lot of thought to blowing up the White House. I don't know what out of context, what she means by out of context.
And look, Bill, it's even worse than that. And anybody, you know, I voted for Trump. He wasn't my first choice in the primary, but I did vote for him. I wrote a piece shortly after the election why most of the suburban moms I know voted for Trump. I was blasted by it. You know, I've lost a very good friend of mine who I talk to almost every day over this because she just went over the edge about Trump being a Nazi and anyone who supported him was racist. And how could we betray our gender that way? I mean, any woman who's voted for Trump and has liberal friends, they have been really targeted by this group of spoiled brat women, and that's who they are. And this particular woman I know, you know, has kids in private schools, is a stay-at-home mom, lives a very privileged life, and all of a sudden is running around calling me and my people I know Nazis and, you know, sexist, and we supported a sexual assault. I mean, it's horrific. But there's no dealing with them, okay? I know these people. There is no rationalizing. There's no dealing with them. And as soon as you try to break down their argument and ask, actually for facts or evidence to back up what they're saying, they don't have it, which makes them even more angry.
Mm-hmm.
These are spoiled, mostly affluent women who really need to look in the mirror, realize how blessed they are, be glad you live in this country and not in most any other country in the world, and contribute something positively to your country, not marching around downtown Manhattan with a pink hat on and a vulgar signs that children can see because
yeah.
you're mad your candidate lost.
Exactly.
Really, it's outrageous and pathetic.
It is goofy. I mean, and Julie, maybe it's like, you know, I'm thinking it's like people who are drowning. You know, lifeguards will tell you, you don't go and save them right away. You just kind of have to let them fight their way out because there's no reasoning. I mean, when unreasonable people want to take the stage, you got to just, you know, give them their due and get out of the way, you know, because
right.
it's pretty insane. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself wearing a goofy hat, right?
Yeah, you go down with them, like you said, and there's we don't have time for that.
Well, Julie, I appreciate the insight and the balance here.
Thanks.
Julie Kelly, she's one of the leading voices in increasingly contentious debate about America's food system. And, you know, we always love having her on the show. Julie, thank you so much. Have a great day, huh?
Thank you, too. Thank you.
All right. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Welcome Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you for all the information on the show. You want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email. Get involved in the conversation. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. This year is off and rolling, and most of us are looking at this new year with a fresh start and a new beginning that includes thinking about our New Year's resolutions. Well, according to Psychology Today, 50% of the people that make a New Year's resolution, yet only about 8% of people actually achieve their New Year's goals. And I know you're saying, why is that? Well, after the holiday tradition of overindulgence, we set out to rid our cabinets of junk food, hit the gym, and start fresh. But while most of us start out the new year with the best of intentions, we often employ the worst of strategies. And this is why we need our next guest, Dr. John Aguinoldi, who is the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition. And he's here to straighten us out and make sure that, maybe we can move that 8% up to 10%. Let's see what we can do to improve our quotient here. What do you say, Dr. John?
Good morning, Bill. My hope is that we can move that 8% up to 30 or 40%. The key to this is, people start out their year, and just like you said, they get way too aggressive. Mm-hmm. They sprint out of the starting blocks at the beginning of the year, and just about now, here as we end January, they're beginning to get tired. They're exhausted. They're beginning to lose steam. The key to a great life-changing resolution is actually not how big and fast you achieve your goal, but actually how slowly you spread it out over time. If you want to change your health and your weight, if you want to live a healthier, more active lifestyle, the key is to break up your goals into a series of small, achievable habits. Mm. And habits are achieved after 3 to 4 weeks. So what I advise people is, listen, start example with these three tips. Make sure you have a balanced nutrition. Your food, your intake, make sure it's the kind of food that excites you every day. Make sure it's high on protein, high on colorful vegetables and fruits, a little lower on the sugars and the starches. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you build a little bit of physical activity into your life, and make sure you don't try to go it alone. Find a buddy, find a coach, find a community that can support you and celebrate you as you pursue your goal.
Yeah, those are some great tips there, John. Maybe it's because we feel so guilty after, like you say, the self-indulgence we just went through. So we want to, try to rectify the problem or what we feel and think the problem is so quickly. But you want to be steady. You want to kind of have a turtle approach to this, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to try to build a plan for yourself that is a plan to last a lifetime. People ask themselves, or tell themselves at the beginning of the year, they say, I want to lose 20 pounds in 20 weeks. And I stop them and I say, listen, what weight do you want to be for the rest of your life? Build a plan that supports that weight, that lifestyle plan that supports your goals for the rest of your life. Make sure it's based in science. There are no magical pills. There are no shortcuts to this. Make sure it's balanced. Make sure you have a lot of protein. By the way, protein is a particularly powerful nutrient because not only does it provide you with calories and with protein, the building blocks of muscles. By the way, muscles burn calories even when you're not exercising. But protein also has this really powerful effect in that it helps prevent hunger better than many of the other nutrients that you might eat.
Well, we're talking with Dr. John Aguinoldi. Dr. John is the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition. Dr. John, people sometimes ask, they say, well, what is a balance? What does a balanced meal look like?
Yeah. I tell people you don't have to overcomplicate this. It's about making sure that on every day you're focused on finding enough protein. Make sure every meal, every plate has a good quality protein on it to start with. Then make sure you build in lots of colorful leafy green vegetables and fruits, yellows, oranges, greens. The more color, the better it is for you. And then, of course, reduce how much sugar you're taking. Lots of fiber is important, but you don't have to get too detailed. If you're eating a healthy, balanced meal, you'll know it because it'll taste good, it'll look good, and it'll fill you up. Now, in addition to that, you have to recognize that sometimes it's hard to sit in front of, at a table and have everything that you want on your plate. Sometimes you're on the go, you have to drop off the kids, you have to run to work. There's lots of things that we have to do every day in our lives. And in those circumstances, I advise people to find a good meal replacement shake. There are lots of them out there. I love the Formula One meal replacement protein shake that is offered by Herbalife Nutrition. I love it because it has all of the nutrition that you would find in a really well-balanced meal. It has protein, it has fiber, it has vitamins and minerals, it has carbohydrates, and it has some essential healthy oils. So it's an important way to kind of provide for a full meal, even if you don't have the time to sit down at the table.
Well, and that is part of the challenge, Dr. John. You're right, is that it's so hectic. You know, everybody's running around with their hair on fire these days, and it doesn't matter what month of the year it is. You know, we're off and rolling. I often say we live in this microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. It's not moving fast enough. So sometimes we need good little tips like this, and these replacement shakes, they've become very popular.
They have, and in fact, everyone is beginning to realize the power of protein. What people sometimes fail to get is that there's a big difference between a simple protein shake and a meal replacement shake. A protein shake has a source of protein. It might have too much sugar in it, actually, and it has flavor. But a meal replacement shake, as I've said before, is fully balanced out. It's designed to provide you all of the nutrients that a full, balanced meal would provide you. Now, food isn't enough. You have to build a little bit of active lifestyle, a little bit of activity into your lifestyle. Park your car across at the end of the parking lot, not right in front of the door. Now, use the stairs instead of the elevator if you can. Build a little bit of activity into your life. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be at the gym. But it does have to, you have to try to, with each passing week, each passing month, try to extend how and increase how much activity you have in your life. One day you're going to wake up and realize you're living a really active lifestyle. You're eating a really balanced nutrition. Oh, and by the way, you've achieved your weight goals and your health goals. That's the way it's done.
Yeah, imagine that. You know, for some of us who have been athletic most of our lives, you know, we think we have to jump into, you know, marathon training and that sort of thing. But, you know, just a simple little, you know, application like parking, you know, taking the last parking space and walking, you know, as much as you can, going up the stairs as opposed to the escalator or the elevator and that sort of thing. Just little, you know, little adjustments like that can make a big difference, can't they?
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, there's a lot of science behind this. It kind of shows that you don't have to do a lot every day to burn the calories and to build the muscles that keep burning calories for you, even when you're sleeping. You just have to be a little more active with each passing week over time. Push yourself just a little, not to the breaking point. You don't. If you're hurting, you're going too hard. If you're exhausted, you're pushing yourself too much. It just has to be enough to keep you growing in your active lifestyle over time. One last thing, and that's critical, I think, is don't try to go it alone. Make sure you surround yourself
exactly
with people that are supportive, people that can celebrate your goals, people you can kind of practice your goal statement on. Here's what I'm going to achieve, and here's how long I'm going to take to get it done. Have them give you feedback on whether or not that's achievable or not. But in the end, don't try to go it alone. Find a community. Find a coach. Find a buddy, somebody who can kind of coax you and encourage you as you move down this path.
Yeah, John, that's what we found is people that do have a buddy to work out with. There's accountability. And on those mornings sometimes when you think, okay, maybe I'll hit the alarm and sleep in a little bit more, you know, you got your buddy sitting out there in the cold waiting for you. So you got to get up and, you know, be accountable. Well, Dr. John Aguinobi, where can viewers go to find more information, our listeners, find more information on the healthy recipes, nutrition, and fitness that we've been talking about?
There are lots of places on the internet, but I have a particular site that I always go to because it has all of my questions. It has everything in one place. It's called discovergoodnutrition.com. Discovergoodnutrition is one word, .com. That site has everything you would want to know about eating healthy, about how to supplement your protein. It has information on the science of nutrition, but it also has information on fitness, activity, and even beauty. How to help use health to improve your beauty.
Okay, we got to leave it there. Dr. John Aguinobi, Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition. Dr. John, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day, sir.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, it really hasn't changed. A conversation I had probably about 7 years ago with then Governor Mike Huckabee. You know, I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, it's still a spiritual battle ultimately. That's what the good fight's all about. And we've been given powerful weapons, you know, to conduct warfare. In the spiritual realm, you know, this is a culture war that we're dealing with. All this is manifestation of what is happening at the spiritual level. And if you think not, our next guest will even bring it more into focus. Fellow McAleer is with us. He's been on with us before talking about Kermit Gosnell, and they've just released a book. He and his wife have co-written a very powerful and provocative book which tells the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer. Fellow, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations to you and Anne, you know, for the book. I know we have a documentary, a movie that you've been able to produce. Last time you and I talked, we were doing some fundraising for the movie. And from what I hear from what Anne said is that you're looking for a distributor right now. So it will get released out there. And, you know, I cannot wait to see the movie. But the book itself is it is so compelling and eye-opening. because, you know, in large part, the mainstream media has kept this story under wraps, hasn't it?
I think you're being too kind to them. They're built in large part.
Right.
In every part, actually, they kept it under wraps. They have killed themselves not to cover this story. They have made themselves look ridiculous. A reporter for the Washington Post said she wouldn't cover the trial of America's biggest serial killer because it was a local crime story. You know, so they don't want to cover any story or cover any book that possibly could shine a negative spotlight on abortion. And so that's why, you know what, there's been no mainstream media coverage of this book. Zero. We haven't had a mention in one piece of mainstream media. No reviews, nothing. It opened, and on the first day, it went to number 3 on the Amazon bestsellers list. It was the number 3 top-selling book in America on that day.
Wow.
The mainstream media is finished. Now, it slipped back a bit, and I want your listeners to help us here. We need to get it back up in Amazon. We need to get it back up in New York. We need to get it into the New York Times bestsellers list. We need you to go to the bookshops and buy it. And, you know, I'm sorry to ask that favor of your listeners. But
No. I think that it is a story that needs to be told. You know, the mainstream media is being blamed a lot. But they're just co-conspirators in this whole program, as you and Ann report in this book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. I mean, some people think, oh, maybe it's John Wayne Gacy is the, the most prolific, or Ted Bundy. But when you understand what Kermit Gosnell did, to his community and to the people there, it is most incredible. And you've got, quite the cover up because, the light of exposure that you and Ann have placed on this story is quite comprehensive. So it's more than the mainstream media. We've got elected officials. Mm-hmm. We've got interest groups all participating in putting a cover on this. And, it is amazing that, people on the left and those that support abortion, kind of silently support what Kermit Gosnell was doing.
Well, they don't want to acknowledge what he was doing. The thing is, people ask me what shocked you about this book the most. What shocked me, obviously, it's a shocking crime and series of crimes, but the evidence that shocked me was the evidence of the legal abortions, because mm-hmm. the prosecution brought in legal abortionists to show what a good abortion is and how that differed from the bad abortions that Kermit Gosnell did. And I'm going, when you look at it, there wasn't that much difference. And by the way, legal abortions are, I never knew this. They are shocking. They are bloody. They are disgusting. Yeah. The details of a legal abortion are, I was going to say the word amazing, but that's interesting. I was going to use the word amazing. Here I am, a journalist, educated. I read a lot of media. I didn't know what abortion was before I started this book. My wife, Anne, you read the preface. The first line is, I never liked pro-lifers. Mm. These are the people who wrote this book. Read the preface. Anne said, I never liked pro-lifers. I didn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Because she thought they photoshopped the pictures. She thought they exaggerated what happened. Let me tell the pro-life community out there, you didn't. Mm-hmm. We apologize. You didn't. In fact, you're not shocking enough, in our opinion. You're not truthful enough. Or your message is not getting out there. One thing we do know is Planned Parenthood are geniuses.
Yeah.
They have managed to keep the truth about abortion from the American people, and that's why we wrote this book.
Look what they were able to do, Felon, this year. I mean, last year they get exposed big time for selling baby parts. And the guy who blows the whistle goes to jail. None of them go to jail. People that broke the law, they actually broke the law. They get a get out of jail card of some sort.
Yeah. Well, we hear a lot about American heroes, but David Dalyden of the Planned Parenthood, he's an American hero. I mean, he's a proper journalist. Listen, I think they haven't gone to jail yet. He's a new sheriff of town, and they can't keep a lid on for too long. And this is part of this book, getting this book into the bestseller list, getting your listeners to go out and buy it, make a statement, go online, Amazon, go to gosnellbook.com. Tell the mainstream media the cover-up stops now. We're not going to take it anymore. they've been lying to us. They have. They've been lying to you since Roe v. Wade. And they've been lying to me, and I'm a little bit angry about myself because I thought I was smart. And you know what? I'm not that smart because I fell for that that line of chat from the mainstream media.
Well, you know, as we said on this show, Phelan, for a while here, that, you know, America looks at abortion and it accommodates it because of Roe v. Wade. You know, the government, our own government, our, you know, national representatives have endorsed Roe v. Wade. And, you know, so it kind of has the good housekeeping seal of approval is what we say. Here in America, what we said is kids growing up. So it kind of, it was endorsed by our government. So we said, okay, well, you know, and so here we are 60 million, murders later. And you start looking at the reality, like you say, you haven't been shocked enough with the truth. It's like even still the truth is being withheld for you to realize what happens in the abortion process. You know, everybody wants to debate whether or not when does a fetus, when does a baby start feeling pain, you know, and all these other things. Well, you know, it's and we're realizing what we've been told and the propaganda that has been fed to us has been one lie after another.
Yeah. No, you know, not that long ago, we probably thought, myself and my wife thought that, you know, it was a clump of cells, you know, as Planned Parenthood would like to believe. Listen. The book, I mean, the good thing with the book, too, is it's based heavily on court transcripts, right? So there's no, there are no pro-life activists quoted in the book. It's very funny. I mean, it's strange. There are no pro-life activists quoted in this book. It's all detectives and forensic scientists and pathologists and medical examiners and experts and abortionists. And boy, do they condemn abortion from their own mouths. And everyone's very interesting, everyone. Who was involved in this Philadelphia, a very liberal city. Almost everyone who was involved in the trial, jurors, journalists, lawyers, prosecutors, they all started off as pro-choice, of course. Let me tell you, they're not pro-choice now. Everyone had their opinion on abortion teams once they found out the truth about abortion. And not through campaigners, but through facts, through science, through analysis, through evidence. You know, evidence and the truth is a very compelling thing.
Exactly. Well, as you say, well, I'll tell you, when you're confronted with the truth, you've got to make a choice. It doesn't, you know, I guess maybe you can stand on the sidelines if you choose to do so. But, boy, I'll tell you, it is quite eye-opening. Phelan McAleer is with us. We got more from Phelan right after this.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answer yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Is over 280 affiliates around the world via shortwave as well. The title of this interview is Getting Away with Murder, How the Pro-Choice Media Establishment Gave Abortionist Kermit Gosnell Carte Blanche to Kill. Is a shocking new book that is revealing the untold story behind the investigation and conviction of Dr. Kermit Gosnell, America's most prolific serial killer. Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer, reveals in shocking detail how the Philadelphia doctor was able to continue his killing spree for more than 30 years, murdering hundreds, some say thousands of people, so thousands of victims. This book is written by investigative journalist Ann McElhaney and fellow McAleer. It looks at how he was finally, we're talking to Kermit Gosnell, was finally stopped, arrested, and tried for mass murder of women, children, and convicted in 2013. Fellow McAleer continues with us. Fellow Kermit Gosnell, of all things, was caught in a drug bust. He was arrested for selling pills, and I mean, he had quite a business going on. And because of the drug bust, if it wasn't for that, then who knows? Maybe Kermit Gosnell would continue on his murdering spree.
Oh, totally, totally. He was not going to be caught for his abortion activities. It was clear. The bureaucrats in Pennsylvania have not inspected his clinic for 17 years. it was a drugs bust. It was a hero cop, a drugs cop who mm-hmm. who managed to turn one of his staff from an informant and was doing interviewing her. She said, and a woman died there. And he became interested. He became fascinated with this woman that she died. So he put her name into the police database. No report. And he's going, a woman arrives healthy, dies. So normally there's a police report if there's an ambulance called, you know, to an incident. So he couldn't understand this, why there'd been no investigation. So he made it his job. This woman was a refugee. She was a Bhutanese refugee. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp and came here, and 3 or 4 months later, she was dead. And, you know, she's, a, you know, a liberals claim to love and care for refugees. This one, they didn't care about it at all. Her death passed on notice until this hero cop. There's a lot of anti-cop rhetoric out there and propaganda, but that's how you, there are some hero cops, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people now who are alive, babies who were not murdered, and women who were not murdered, because this hero cop went out of his way. He got into trouble for it too, because he's a narcotics officer, not a homicide officer.
Right.
So, but he was her champion, and he's a hero, Jim Wood.
Wow. What an incredible story, and thank God for Jim Wood and what he did. You know, but this is the cost of morality today in the culture war that we live in, Phelan.
It's a shocking story. I mean, and you know, the biggest enemy of women and children in Pennsylvania, funny enough, was a Republican governor, Tom Ridge. Up until he was elected in 1995, women were the clinics were inspected once a year, but now they were inspected. It was false found. They just ignored them. But at least people came in the door. When Tom Ridge was elected, you know, he was told, "Oh, you have to get into Pennsylvania. You have to be a moderate Republican." So he stood as a pro-choice Republican, and when he got in, he ended the annual inspections of abortion clinics. That's when Stasnell's killings accelerated, and his mass murder really took off.
Well, in your book, you address the fact that Gosnell, which is going to be a big surprise for people, and there's lots of surprises in this book. This is why you have to get your hands on it, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. You and Anne write that Gosnell never completed a residency in obstetrics or gynecology, but was able to practice medicine and perform abortions. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, for 30 years.
To be an abortionist in Philadelphia, you must be a registered OBGYN, right? Obstetrics, gynecology. So they were going in annual inspections. He never completed his residency, and they just said, well, they just shrugged their shoulders. Because it's abortion. It's a protected class. Abortion is a protected sacrament of the liberal left. He was an African American. Maybe that protected him as well. But I think it's the abortion thing. I think it's not a race thing. I think it's the abortion. Abortion must be protected at all costs. It's the left wing sacrament. It's the left wing holy cow. It cannot be interfered with. So even with the inspections, he was illegal. They knew he was illegal, but they didn't care. And then Tom Ridge, the Republican governor, came in, and there was no inspection. They weren't even checking after that.
Amazing. 17 years that he's running this house of horrors without any kind of oversight or inspection that takes place. Now, the abortions that he had conducted late term, I mean, it didn't matter, right?
Yeah. No, it didn't matter. He would do any, you know, the staff recorded him and doing 7-8 months, you know, 7-8 months. But he, on Sundays, him and his wife did the difficult cases, which we believe were 9 months. We believe were just pre-birth. No one knows. Him and his wife did it doing 5 to 10 days.
Well, Phelan, you documented one of his comments as saying that there was one baby that was born so big he said he could have walked him to the bus stop. I mean, that's pretty cold-hearted, isn't it?
That's what Gosnell said. He looked down and he said, "This is baby boy A." He looked down and says, "Oh, he's so big he could walk me to the bus stop." And the staff looked down and were so shocked. Like, these were hardened abortion staff. They were so shocked that that three of them took photographs of that baby on their phone. And it was those photographs that sunk him.
Well, as you say that you and Anne, as you're writing this book and you're investigating and you're doing research, you're not focusing on any pro-life narrative. You're just dealing with the facts as reported in the court, and you're dealing with this, and you are just the shock, talk about shock and awe. I mean, it continues for you as you get into this, and then you even have opportunity to have direct conversations with Kermit Gosnell, right?
He phones me all the time. In fact, there was a phone call, as I'm speaking to you here, there was a phone call coming through, and I'm sort of thinking, that could be Gosnell. You know, he phones me all the time. We visit him in prison. He's charismatic and creepy at the same time. He kept putting his hand on my wife's knee. He kept having inappropriate conversations. He kept, he sang a love song in French to my wife. He's very plausible. If you didn't know the truth about what he did, you wouldn't realize he lies as easily as he breathes. He lies all the time. He lies about small things and big things, but he lies when he thinks he can get away with it. We know he's lying because we know the story so well, but very often we don't pull him up on it because we want more information out of him. Mm-hmm. So we talked about his travel, and he's an addiction expert, and he went to Poland, and he went to visit Auschwitz. So
this is an amazing, his comment about Auschwitz. Go ahead.
Yeah, a man charged with killing hundreds, if not thousands, of babies. And he said, you probably know the quote better than I do this stage. He said, I went there and I saw the apparently at Auschwitz, they have, when they killed the babies, the children, they stacked their shoes, the children's shoes, and piled them, and they've preserved those stacks now as a memorial. And he says, I saw the stacks of children's shoes, all very neat and organized. It was very impressive, he said. It was very impressive. And I'm going, I've never heard anyone describe Auschwitz as impressive.
Impressive, yeah, exactly.
Especially someone who's maintaining his innocence for killing babies, but he's so sociopathic that he doesn't see the problem with describing Auschwitz as impressive.
Well, and it would only seem to follow, I think you could reason, that somebody who is that dark and convinced that he was doing a service for the poor people, that he was, and somehow he used scripture, he used God's word to justify the murdering of these babies, right?
Yeah, I mean, your readers can look at that. He writes his letters all the time for prison, and one of his recent letters was a series of biblical passages and scriptures that he claims justifies abortion, and he explains why the biblical passage justifies abortion. I'd love your readers to read it, actually, and write back to me and give me the context for the passages and tell me. I'm not a biblical scholar, I have to admit, I'd love to hear what your listeners think of that. I mean, obviously it's ludicrous, but that's really, I'd love somebody to write me a letter, and so I could forward that letter to him and say, here's why you are so wrong.
Yeah, it's very twisted, no doubt about it. Yeah. Well, this book is the basis of a major motion picture that is soon to be released, starring Dean Cain. That will be coming soon, but this book here is what you need to read. These are the facts. You know, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, as well as Anne McElhaney and a fellow McAleer could put together in researching this. Most amazing. I mean, this is really a shocking expose. Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. It is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website as well. Phelim, you and Ann, take care, and thank you again for all your work and effort on this, and whatever we can do to continue to promote this book and the movie that will be released later on this year. We're excited to come alongside and partner with you, okay?
That's fantastic. Get your listeners to write to me, too.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.